Next application is the application of Randy and Tracy Hitchens. Site is located south of Road 324 Sussex Pines Road, being north of Putter Lane and east of Fairway Avenue, and more specifically Lot 64 in Country Club Estate Subdivision, with a 911 address of 22515 Putter Lane, Georgetown, and a tax map ID of 135, map 23, parcel 147, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement, and being more specifically a 3-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tracy Hitchens, 1 Putter Lane, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I believe the applicants have been a client of ours in the past. I don't believe it creates a conflict for this hearing, but if the board felt that way, then direct any questions to Vince Robertson.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you, ma'am. I believe the board already has a copy of this. Tracy just provided me with a copy of the certificate of compliance for this, for the dwelling, entry porch, and attached garage, and also a copy of the survey. You already have this. Thank you.
All right. Good evening, ma'am. You want to explain to the board your request, please?
12 years ago, we built our house. And then this year we decided to refinance. And when we went through the refinancing process, we found out that the house was too close to the east side.
Okay. It's 3 feet.
And there's a uniqueness to your property, is correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also, this will make reasonable use of your property? If this is granted?
Yes.
Okay. And the hardship hasn't been created by you, has it?
No.
Okay. Were the older essential to the character of the neighborhood?
No.
The requested variance is a minimum that you would like to request?
Yes.
Thank you.
Not really adding anything, just correcting, establishing what's already there.
Right, right.
How long has it been there?
12 years.
I see on the permit has the name J&B Construction.
Yes.
That's who built it?
Yes.
Did they get the permit for you?
I don't remember. It was 12 years ago.
You relied on them to place the house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it was, this situation wasn't created by you, but by them?
No, no. I mean, I just assumed that he put it where it was supposed to be.
Gotcha.
I believe, Mr. Mills, that the applicant, the builder, did comply with the permit. I believe the inspector approved that because he had a copy of the 30, 15, and 20, and 15 from the corner. So he's the one that issued the CC, which would be the certificate of compliance, saying that everything that the builder did
was
and
right.
Everything was
right.
Correct. Okay, so that'll clarify that the permit was correct. The builder looks like he built to those specs, but the inspector stubbed his toe when he inspected the home.
And my lawyer brought up a point. She said when she looked at it, she thought it said 18 at first.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but when you looked really close, it was 12.
Yeah.
So she said she didn't know if they misread that as 18 back then or...
No.
I don't.
I think I have a copy in front of me here, a photocopied copy of the permit itself, and it does say, it's pretty clear, it says 15.
No, but you're referring to the survey, correct?
Right. Oh, you're referring to your survey? Oh, okay.
And the survey is from 2002.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah. So.
It was 18.
Yeah. She was like, I don't know. But then she was like, no.
All right. I see. I don't have that in front of me. Sorry.
12, he should be 15. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? No? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
All right.
Personal
here
observation.
Any further questions?
A personal observation. Mr. Hitchens was maintaining the property next door and you really couldn't tell whether it was his land or someone else's. It wasn't obvious at all. Actually, I think he cleaned his grass cutter.
Just made it look bigger.
It looked better that way.
Because there's an empty lot on the side of us, so.
It still is, right?
Still is, yes.
Okay. No further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,401. I got the right case this time, sir?
Yes, okay. Yes, sir. You're on target.
Okay. There is also a uniqueness to the property that it is, of course, it's a corner lot. Also, the fact that the variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. And the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. We have a certificate of compliance, which would signed by one of the inspectors that had said that everything was copacetic. A variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood or character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And they request the variance to the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,401. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,401 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.